Rachel Vaden, a third-year graduate student at the University of Utah, works in a lab studying breast cancer.
I currently work on projects that are on the interface of chemistry and biology, and there's so much to be done there in that interface. And so to imagine there's a whole building dedicated to bioorganic type research is phenomenal.
Vaden splits her time between a few different buildings on campus during the school day, but the new building will allow her to work mostly in one place, making her day easier and improving her research.
Being able to work next door to another lab who is doing something very similar to you, that type of collaboration is so important, I think, for any type of development of scientific ideas. And so I think that's going to be one of the best parts of this building.
The Thatcher Building is named in honor of Lawrence and Helen Thatcher, a Salt Lake family who provided much of the funding for the project. And the National Institutes of Health previously awarded $8 million for construction. Pierre Sokolsky, dean of the College of Science, says it will allow the school to expand programs in biological chemistry, which crosses over into medicinal chemistry, pharmacology, and medical research.
This building will provide the infrastructure, the research labs and the teaching labs that are really sorely lacking right now. The department is one of the best in the country, and yet it's been stuck with antiquated facilities for many, many years.
The chemistry department is providing a large fraction of the chemists that are needed for local industry. But Sokolsky says there is still a gap, because the school could double the output of chemists and they would all still have jobs.
In particular, in the area of the biological applications of chemistry, this is a really growth area in Utah. So this particular subset of the department, this program in the department, really can use additional help, and this is going to be a major step in that direction.
The five-story, 41,000-square-foot building is slated to open its doors in spring of 2013. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.